I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, July 22nd. Repairs are underway to a water main break in Quincy this morning. Pipe burst under Fenno Street near Thornton Street at around 5 a.m. Quincy DPW water crews were on scene. Lombardo's Function Hall in Randolph will be closing next year. The Lombardo family has announced they're closing the facility in September 2023 and selling the building. Lombardo's, with its landmark crystal chandelier, has hosted thousands of weddings, proms, graduations, and other events at that location since 1983. The Lombardo family has been in business for nearly 100 years, but says they've decided to move on. The real estate investment company Core Investments is purchasing the property. The firm has developed mixed-use properties in South Boston and Dorchester and says they're working with the town of Randolph to determine the best possible use for the Lombardo site. The building sits on 4.5 acres and was last valued at $5.5 million. It also includes Vincent's nightclub. The smaller Lantana function facility behind Lombardo's closed earlier this year. The Good Health store in Quincy Center is closing. Owner Diane Maturo says she'll close the store on August 31st because the owner is selling the building and the rent is going up. Good Health has been in Quincy Center since 1978, and at its current location, where the former Blockbuster Video and Coleman Sporting Goods stores were since 2013. Maturo says the high rent and fierce competition from online retailers are forcing her to close the store permanently. Maturo's husband died 5 years ago, and she says it's been difficult to run the store without him. Good Health also has a location in Hanover that Maturo says will stay open, and delivery will be available. Good Health employs 35 people at its Quincy store. Maturo says some, but not all, may move to the Hanover store. The Social Security building in Quincy Center has been sold. City Realty Group purchased the building at 1515 Hancock Street for $18 million recently. The building houses clients that include Social Security, IntelliCare, and South Coast Career Development Administration. Years ago, it was home to Paperama and Raymond's Department Store. A four-story building is now undergoing a rebranding and revitalization of the lobby area to provide more common areas and seating for tenants. The company says the location is ideal for future development because of all the new development in Quincy Center, including the new General's Bridge. Signs remain posted at Brody or Baker Beach in Quincy, warning people to swim at their own risk due to high pollution levels. Results of tests taken Wednesday indicate unsafe levels of bacteria in the water at that beach in Germantown for the second week in a row. Water at all other Quincy beaches tested safe for swimming this week. The city tests the water at 13 city-owned beaches, and the state tests Wollaston Beach water once a week from Memorial Day to Labor Day. A $10 billion transportation bond bill recently approved by the state Senate includes $10 million for new ferry service to Long Island. Senator Nick Collins of Boston proposed including the $10 million for the ferry service in the bill, an amendment his colleagues adopted in a unanimous vote. Boston officials have proposed opening a new recovery campus on Long Island. A conference committee has been named to iron out the differences in the transportation bills passed by the Senate and House. Funding for the Long Island ferry was not included in the House bill. Officials from Boston and Quincy have been at odds over Boston's proposal to rebuild the Long Island Bridge to provide transportation to and from the proposed recovery campus. Quincy officials have cited the impact the rebuilt bridge could have on traffic in Squantum and other areas of the city and have urged their counterparts in Boston to instead use ferry service to access the island. A check of business news this morning. Stocks were up. The Dow rose 162, the NASDAQ up 161, and the S&P added 39. Asian stocks were mixed. The dollar was up, the euro was down, oil at $98 a barrel. Sports Red Sox back in action tonight at home against the Blue Jays at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, partly sunny, hot, and a high of 95 degrees. Tonight, muggy, a low 70. Hazy, hot, and humid tomorrow, high of 96. Sunday, hazy, hot, and humid with a high of 100 degrees. Some storms Monday and a high of 89. For the boater, waves about a foot, light southwest wind, high tide 7:22 a.m. Sunrise 5:27, set at 8:12. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, July 22nd.